The North Carolina trio Bowerbirds hasn't been around long, but thanks to some sharp songwriting and constant touring last year, they've managed to win some very high praise, including this accolade. They are, quote, my favorite band forever. The statement is from the leader of the indie favorites, the Mountain Goats. Bowerbirds include a pair of very close relationships. Two friends who have known each other for nearly two decades, and then there is a couple within the band who live together in tight quarters in a silver Airstream trailer in the woods in North Carolina. Now, the band stopped by the BPP studios this week with a guitar, a single drum, and an accordion to play songs from their debut record, Hymns for a Dark Horse, and to talk about their names, the benefits of signing to a label, and forming the new group from the ashes of previous combos. Would you do me a favor and introduce yourselves around the room so people get used to the sounds of your voice?
I am Mark Paulson.
Hi, I'm Beth Tacular.
And I'm Phil Moore.
Now, on your MySpace page and all your bios, it says you guys hail from Raleigh, North Carolina. But Mark and Phil, you know each other from a previous time in your life. Tell us where.
Yeah, Mark and I met in seventh grade in Grinnell, Iowa, where we grew up.
Were you guys, Mark, were you thinking about music when you were in seventh grade in Iowa?
We started playing music in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
I was playing with
we were playing with other friends,
and then Phil sort of joined that fold.
We played like talent shows and events like that.
When you're in fifth and sixth grade and you're starting to play music, what kind of music were you playing? I mean, were you composing originals?
Amazing music. No, we did. We did a lot of original music, actually. We did a lot of covers, too. But
we were trying to, like, play, like, King Crimson type songs when we were, like, in, you know, early high school.
Before you had full facial hair, you were trying to go for it.
Before we had any facial hair.
We were trying to show off to the college students because that was our main audience, was playing college shows.
The band was called Vivid.
Okay, so the first incarnation was Vivid, and then?
Yeah. And then Speed of Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of...
Then we disbanded and sort of slowly migrated individually to North Carolina and reformed as a band called Ticonderoga. And then Phil sort of struck out on his own with the Bowerbirds.
Beth, about what time did you dive into this pool of music makers?
Well, I mean, I started dating Phil, and then like a year and a half or 2 years later, Ticonderoga was sort of breaking up, and Phil came home from tour, in the middle of the tour, and I had been playing with accordion, and so we got the idea for me to learn the accordion and play with him.
It's interesting, Mark, that you said you started playing music in a college town, because obviously Raleigh is part of that triangle in North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. What has been the impact of playing for those college crowds on this band?
I think that initially I'd wanted to move to Chapel Hill. And it seems that Raleigh actually has sort of more of a post-collegiate music scene, which is really kind of nice. Everybody's sort of mellowed out. Everybody's a lot more supportive.
People paid attention to our last band, Ticonderoga, and we had a lot of people notice when, you know, the Bowerbirds started up and had a really good showing for our very first show. And
Beth, what was that very first show like?
I was kind of terrified because I've never played in a band before. And I don't know, there's like 150 people there or something. And I knew everyone and all of them played in bands. And I was just like, oh, God. But it was really neat because they were all our friends who came out. And we had like candles lit everywhere and stuff. I thought it was a pretty awesome time.
Well, we don't have candles in the studio because it's against the law. Really? I'm sorry to tell you. But will you play a song for us anyway?
Yes, gladly.
What track are we going to hear, Phil?
This track is called Slow Down. 1, 2, 3, 2. Ooh. Tied to the tide pools, and we'll fix our meals of crabs and krill in the long afternoon, and we'll shed our skin for a shelf from a wise old snail who is singing slow down. Base of the dunes with the algae bloom and the heron. Here we sit all day and wait for the tide to come crashing, and we'll shed our.
That was Slow Down from the Bowerbirds, who are Beth Tacular. That's your real name, Beth?
Yes.
Okay. You've been asked that before?
Yes.
Phil Moore on guitar and Mark Paulson. I'm sure people will listen to this interview and then run and Google Bowerbirds, because that's what I did. So I have to read one of the descriptions of the Bower. The Bower, an accomplished avian architect that has long fascinated scientists with its remarkably complex courting behavior, instead of using just showy plumes or a romantic melody to attract its mate, the pigeon-sized Bower bird constructs an elaborate structure, a bower, on the forest floor from twigs, leaves, and moss. It then decorates the bower with colorful baubles from feathers and pebbles to berries and shells. The Bower's nests are not for raising kids. They are bachelor pads designed to attract and seduce one or more mates. When a female arrives to inspect the bower, the male struts and sings. He hopes to convince her to enter the bower where mating takes place. Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Do you care to comment on the name of your band?
I didn't choose the name.
Was that you, Phil?
Beth kind of found it. In a book, actually.
All right, Beth. I want one explanation here for the Bower Birds as a name.
Well, originally, I was looking at a children's encyclopedia from the 70s, and I discovered Bower Birds, and I liked how they're these, like, drab, like, funny-looking birds most of the time, but then they have this crazy dance where they kind of do, like, Michael Jackson moves, and their voice is kind of weird and squawky, but then they have this amazing thing they make, and I thought that was really neat. And then originally, it was just Phil was just going to be the Bower Bird, because it was just going to be him, and then we became the Bower Birds.
You are currently on tour. We're going to post some of your tour dates on our website. Mark, though, I'm curious, now that I've heard you live and I've heard you on record, I have never seen one of your live shows. How does it compare for someone who's going to listen to this and hear this sort of sparse
pared down version versus what they might hear in a club or hear on your record?
I mean, this is not, you know, this is pretty much exactly, especially with these two songs, yes, this is exactly what they're getting live. So it's pretty, a pretty accurate representation. I mean, it's louder in a club, but if you turn your radio way up, it'll pretty much be exactly the same.
Okay, this is the Bowerbirds with In Our Talents.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And the warbler sings, dee 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 dee. And the sparrow sings, dee 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 dee. Through the wheels, through the wheels on the interstate, and here's now refrain. No, my cousins, you're not alone. You're in our talents now, and we're never letting go. Not alone. No, my cousins, you're not alone. You're in our talents now, and we're never letting go. You're in our headlights, frozen, and no, we're not stopping. You may not believe, but even we were scared at first. It takes a lot of nerve to destroy this wondrous earth. We're only human, this at least we've learned.
That's the Bowerbirds In Our Talons from their new record, Hymns for a Dark Horse. Not exactly new, out about 6 or 7 months, but I understand it's going to be re-released because you signed to a record label. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So will we get the exact same record mark, or are we going to get something different?
It's going to be those tracks, and we just recorded two bonus tracks that make it worth buying the record all over again, I think. Yes. They're that good.
One of your fans wrote on a site, "Oh, they had to go and get signed by a label." Do you think being on a label is going to change anything?
I think it's definitely going to change the way we spend our days. We're going to stop cutting and coloring our own CDs, for example, which is great. You know, the record label, Dead Oceans, has helped us out a bunch just with logistics of touring.
Making us posters.
Posters. And
an important part is that they're going to have a distribution for us. So far we've only had our record in like 5 or 7 stores in the country. It's really going to be awesome to actually have it in stores if people want to get it.
Mark, obviously you think it's a good thing to sign to a label. Tell us why.
I think it's great. It's to be a productive, creative artist, you have to have time where you can sort of remove yourself from, especially the most, like, the logistics of it. And it got to be so time consuming. I mean, it was really difficult to enjoy sort of other facets of our lives, especially these two.
And also to just write music.
No, exactly.
Ah, you're a big stars now. You're on the big indie label. Mark Paulson, Phil Moore, and Beth Tacular, you make up the Bowerbirds. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Good luck on tour.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
With my toes dangling into the sea.
Hey, Nick, don't go anywhere. Next on the BPP, every Friday, like today, we take the news from Iraq and we wrap it up for you in a segment that we call The Week in Iraq. It's coming up next. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Don't lift me up, I'm a wreck.